I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We interrupt this program to annoy you.
Oh, something completely different.
Ollie's busy making tracks. You're stuck with these four dumb hacks. Jamie, Chad, Jim, and Sam. We will do the best we can. Not the Mama Cookin' Sparky. Mama Cookin' Sparky. Mama Cookin' Sparky.
What up? What up? What up?
Oh my lord!
It's the new theme song.
What was that?
That was DJ awesome. Hot Tracks.
That was the best Holy surprise moly. Ever.
Yeah. New theme song for everyone who's complaining about the old
one.
Wow. That's so personalized.
You mean Jamie?
That's great.
I like the old
I'll
one.
I'll take that. I'll take that over the old
is,
one.
But this is like, this is so specific. It's like, any of us aren't here.
We'll just do a new version. It's easy, really easy.
So, when did you record that, Jim?
It took me about 10 minutes last night, yeah.
Oh, last night. Oh, good. DJ nice. Hot Tracks.
Wow.
So,
sick. Just threw me for a loop.
So, we got the four of us are back.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Jamie,
yeah,
Chad,
baby.
Jim and Sam.
Wait, so did we have Sam Davison on the show at some point?
Was
yeah.
Like a week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. You missed it.
Oh,
you know what?
Indiana.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the studio that night after you guys must have been at the radio with him. And then I showed up to the studio. I had been out drinking, obviously. And I was out drinking. I was wearing leather pants. Basically showed up to the studio. Went into this mode of like masculinity, you know what I mean? Because Sam Davison, for those of you who don't know, is recording an album right now. It's gonna rock. I wanted to say that it's going to rockrawk. You know however you spell it, it's gonna rock.
Rok.
I like that.
exclamation point.
Yeah. So I showed up, leather pants. Whip the shirt off. Start smacking butts. You know, basically telling dick jokes. You know. Being slightly sexist, you know, like masculine shit.
Yeah.
And it was, we banged out some tracks and it was a real aggressive session. And, but I think, you know, I think the product is going to be good.
What are you doing on these tracks? Are you like spitting rhymes? Like what's happening?
No, this is a Sam Davison album.
But so were you just observing the
No. I was playing, I played bass.
Mm-hmm.
On one track, and I played guitar on another. That was the first session. That was the one I think he was at the show.
Yeah.
That was when we're drinking.
Oh, that was
we're
when
drinking.
We were playing Black Sabbath covers.
Kicking beers
and stuff.
Back. That's right. You know
oh,
what?
That was, yeah, I was there.
Great session.
For a minute of that.
There was a setup period where me and Jamie
we did
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we went through.
Yeah.
Well, we did a bad Dazed and Confused. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. We did like
yeah.
a Black Sabbath. You know what is this?
Yeah.
I don't want to get sued here, Jack.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Hold on.
Yes.
No, I was just saying.
I'll cut it off. Cut it off right there, Bobby Bread. I'm always pushing the limits.
So what you missed? What you missed when you weren't here? When Sam Davison was here, we did the Stuck in the Vestibule Blues, which was Sam basically reciting this epic story of being stuck in the vestibule of the homeless center where he works with Jamie, freestyling a little blues lick.
Really?
And then
that
we
was
add,
Dan McLean. It
and then,
me.
Oh, that was Dan McLean.
I don't play the white blues.
Yeah.
That's something I don't do.
And then we
have solidarity with my black brothers and sisters.
And then,
I don't play the white blues.
And then we all ad-lib some lyrics for the vestibule blues at the end. So that's available on Heritage Radio.
You know, I always thought.
For our bravest listeners.
In terms of a vestibule, like. Who came up with that word?
Oh, it was actually named after a guy.
I think it was somebody who like
Jim Vestibule.
Larry Vestibule.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
He broke through, invented the vestibule. Larry Vestibule.
Aren't there other names for vestibule? Like, what's another name for vestibule?
An antechamber.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo! Sammy boy.
That's where you hide your ante.
Sammy, I'm going home. That's
just gonna
it.
Throw
I'm
out
done.
A little bit of my wide-ranging vernacular over here.
The front hall.
The dirt mud room.
Yeah, mud room.
That's like down and dirty. That's like the real redneck.
Yeah. At my house in Indiana, we had a smoking room. It was not designated that you would go in there and smoke things. It was just the smoking room. You know, you'd deposit coats. You would, it was the antechamber, the smoking room.
Who and why name, like, what? Why did you guys name it the smoking
room? Well, I believe before I lived in the house, it was primarily used to smoke hookah in. It was like the designated hookah smoking room.
Wait, is this like your family home?
No, this is like, this is like the college fuckboy house that I lived in. Indiana.
Gotcha.
You know that Sam invented this expression, fuckboy. I thought it was something like cultural.
I did not.
Like, I thought that fuckboy was like maybe like something that like
people said.
You know, like Lil Wayne says, it's like, yeah, fuckboy. It's
like, Weezy F baby on a fuckboy.
But like, you know, something I don't really know, like some corner of culture that I don't.
Well, the actual origin of the word punk was basically
someone who takes in the ass.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
according to William.
Take that.
Burroughs.
William Burroughs, that's right. Yeah. Is that really, but was that really it, though?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was used in that way before it was used to describe the Ramones.
Well,
Let's just put it that way.
That I'm sure of, but I thought punk was just generally like, ah, oh, you punk.
I thought it was like a miscreant, you know? Just
I don't think if you watch the Bowery Boys, they use the word punk.
Yeah,
they say, yeah, well, I guess, Flamil. Yeah.
Well, I guess a lot of those punk guys were... Yeah. Yeah. You know, pretty much doing that as well.
Talking about fucking New Yorkers, you know?
Yeah. Weren't they?
What, I think...
The whole 53rd
Well,
Didi Ramone, thing?
Like, you know, he wrote that song about selling his ass on 53rd and 3rd. But a lot of people think that's mythology.
Really?
Yeah. But there was definitely, like... But, basically, to me, punk, somebody takes the ass in prison. That's where the term is. It's like a prison term. Like, oh, that's my punk or some shit like that. Like, that's my bitch. But
is that like
in the streets of New York in the 70s, guys like Richard Hell and Chris Stein and all these guys, they were like faggots to people walking around. People are calling them fat. And that's, you know, ultimately, punk rock is faggot rock. Ultimately. Uh-huh. And it was coming from glam, which is, you know, Mark Bolan, David Johansen.
These are
about challenging masculinity in the most like audacious way,
but it's also possible. So it's also very masculine.
I think it's the most masculine.
It's incredibly masculine.
Have you ever looked at David Bowie? That's a man.
Oh yeah,
that's a man. If ever glam there was one,
it's a different type of masculinity.
In a way, glam is very masculine.
Let's say like Roger Daltrey,
okay, sure,
or someone like that. You know,
yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then there's you know, David Johansen, glam and everything. But that shit is pretty mad. In fact, when we were doing this whole thing, I thought this is bringing full circle, Sam Davidson session, the whole thing we were going for, we were calling it gay macho. You know what I mean? Because we want to be macho.
Gay macho is glam.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what glam is.
Because the New York Dolls were like basically like Italian greaser, you know, like types like, you know, like tough guys, corner tough guys with makeup and fishnets.
Yeah, exactly.
And wigs.
Names like Vespucci. Yeah.
Vespucci. Yeah. Wow.
I like this.
Interesting topic.
We've gone through a lot of topics.
We're coming roaring out of
I really believe, guys. I truly, truly believe we must hear some music.
Yeah, let's
Jim,
hear it.
Jim, what do you got for us?
And now for something completely different. From Jesse Turrets, brand new, unheard. He gave me permission for us to play this. This is from his forthcoming album recorded at
what track
Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen, and it is called Coup
de la.
Full title. Too. I'm sorry help you. I know, so are you. Well, what rose did I give you? The white one or the red? How big were the thorns, love, when they lay there in my bed? I'm sorry that you're lonely. I am lonely too. I'm sorry, I can't help you. I know, so
you know, that album is really fantastic. Jesse Turretz, everybody. There's one track on there, I think, called When We Woke. It's, Jimmy, you know what? It's like this crazy, like, Eastern drone track.
Yeah.
And I was there during the recording of it, and it's got, like, it has this one, like, banging doom drum kind of sound, but it's actually, he was just hitting a pillow. and it, like, when we were hearing it, I could hear that something was going to happen crazy. But then when you hear it on the record, it's like, oh shit. So that was, I was really honored to be there for that. And that one, I kind of felt like, you know, listening to that song, I happened to be part of the focus group. That's what we do here at Mama Coco. So send it out to the troops, you know, and they approve the album before we release it. But this song, When We Woke, which maybe we could play a little clip of at some point, you kind of feel like you're, like, walking through Iraq. With a machine
it's
gun.
It's very cinematic.
Looking for terrorists. You know what I mean? That's what I felt like.
No, I was there for a few of the sessions too. I got to play some piano on a track, and they were doing all kinds of interesting stuff where they had like scissors and like tools, and they're like the drills, and they're making these.
Are you talking like some kind of smile shit? Where like
it was getting real wacky in there, and you know,
were
Jesse
lighting fires in there,
and Jesse's like a kind of like. He's an acoustic guy. Like, yeah. I was in the city one day. I was in Washington Square Park. I hear the voice of an angel, and it's Jesse Turretz who's busking. You know, that's like his thing.
In Washington Square
Park. But he, like, really, he did make a huge stride here. It's a very big, you know, visual kind of sound, making, you know, images.
No, he branched out from, like, the traditional sort of folk, you know, and definitely experimented. I think all his experimentation is really successful on this record. Mm-hmm. So I would personally fucks with it.
Yeah.
I would deem it. Fucks-wittable.
I think
fucks-wittable.
Can't fucks
Theodore
who
fucks
are listening.
Fucks-able.
Fucks with it next Friday, is it?
No, your boy.
No, June 6th.
Graveyard Kid's coming out on the 5th.
There's a ton of stuff about to happen.
You're talking about the show on the 6th.
I was talking about the Nola Darlin, yeah.
Oh, the Nola Darlin show.
Yeah.
June 6th.
June 6th, if you're trying to hear this Jesse Turret stuff live.
Man, I got ripped at Nola Darlin at the last one.
What happened?
I brought a thing of Fireball.
Yeah.
And I drank it myself, kind of. Well, no, I was sharing, but I got fucking ripped. And then the L train wasn't running. I think it was the graveyard.
Oh, you got ripped. You got really drunk. I thought you were saying somebody got
ripped off. Fuck no! I got really drunk, and the L train wasn't running. Positive. And then I walked to Delancey Street.
Oh jeez.
From Nola Darling, wasted. It was great.
That's kind of a long walk.
You walked from. That's 23rd Street.
Yeah.
That's a long walk. Yeah.
No, when I have a buzz on, I sometimes start walking and then,
You just go.
I take a tour of
Manhattan. Manhattan is that. I've walked all the way from the ferry all the way up to Central Park.
Sometimes you just start and you can't stop.
Especially when you're drunk and you have those long strides.
Yeah.
You're walking fast and then you realize because you're just on a roll.
Also, a great thing about walking is that it doesn't cost any money.
Yeah, that's true.
You could go because it was you could go to the bar and spend more money, or you could walk for 2 hours and then, it'll be 2 hours later and you haven't spent a dollar.
You know what? I heard about that. I heard it's really cool.
Walking?
Yeah.
Free walking.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I got two little cars. One, two. For those of you who can't see at home, I just gestured to my feet.
He was gesturing to his feet.
Yeah.
That's right.
That is my little automobiles. Speaking of automobiles, sometimes it's fun to explore weird places in an automobile. One such weird place, somewhere the Harmonica Lewinskys are going to take us this Friday at Aviv. This is their new single, Aberdeen. What? Where is that?
I believe this is led by bassist Zeb.
Zeb.
From Australia.
Zebedee
Australia. Rowe.
Oh,
And I was like, all right, we're going to throw some shrimp on their barbie.
Zeb, David Byrne, Lewinsky.
Meanwhile, we're exploring some of our Eastern influences here in the studio.
Tube and throat singing.
Microtones. Look at some microtones going on.
little Talking Heads influence on that one.
Do you think so?
Yeah, sure.
Probably.
I heard some King Crimson on that one.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know what I listened to today? The fucking first Ringo Starr album, and it's excellent.
Of course it is.
I've been ignoring this for them. My whole there's George is on most of it. Yeah. John wrote that song "I'm the Greatest," which is hilarious.
Question: which record has the song about the cocaine? That his song, song like about no, I don't.
Oh, not that record
anymore. No. This
is, you come on like a dream, peaches and cream, eyes like strawberry wine. Yeah. You're 16. You're
what?
Wonderful in your mind. It's a Ringo song.
For those of you who can't see,
well,
at home,
no, he didn't write that. Body of Fifty is, yeah. No, but it's "I'm the Greatest" is really good, and "Photograph" George Harrison wrote. I guess that's a pretty great song. I don't know. I never paid attention to this. I never like thought I should listen to Ringo, but there's a track with 4/5 of the band on it, except for Richard Manuel, who I guess didn't want to have any fun with the rest of them.
Was this inspired by you seeing Ringo's son playing drums the other night, or just...
No, I was with my friend. He was wasted. He was like, take this Ringo album. No one listens to it. I was like, okay. That's cool. Turned out it's fucking great.
No, that's a good album. I like
there, that. Ringo is... This is like a little fucked up. Ringo's being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Obviously, many, many issues from, you know... Yeah. Whether you're a woman or black or a punk rocker or a metal, you probably have a beef with what they do there. But they're inducting Ringo, but they're giving him like the Lifetime Achievement Award because they do not want to induct him as a solo artist.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like...
It's sort of a backdoor way
of
doing it.
They came up with a new thing to describe Ringo and his contribution as opposed to just letting him in. But the thing is, they've let all these other stupid people in. Like I love Percy Sledge, but he has like one hit, and he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who the fuck is that?
He sings "When a Man Loves a Woman." He's a great soul
singer. Oh, that's a great song.
When a man!
I mean, he's a great soul singer, and, you know, he does a good version of "Dark End of the Street." And, like, it's not that Percy Sledge is bad.
Listen,
it's just that his basic contribution is, like, one tune.
Jamie, if you, know? You wrote "When a Man Loves a Woman."
He didn't write it. He sang it.
Oh, if you performed "When a Man Loves a Woman."
I'm sure that probably. Two white men wrote "When a Man Loves a Woman."
Wait, Jack, can we look that up?
Jack, can you consult the internet?
Jack!
Who wrote "When a Man Loves a Woman"? Because that man deserves...
Follow-up short.
Were he or she or they white? Thank you.
But, you know, those guys, it wasn't, you know... I don't think that it's about... First of all, that's... I don't know. I think it's a pretty stupid song, personally. I actually had to record that song.
Did you?
Because the Brooklyn Watt Kickstarter, when we did Hot Wine Record, one of the prizes was you pick a cover and we have to record it no matter what it was.
Uh-huh.
And my parents picked "When a Man Loves a Woman." Yeah.
Oh, sorry there. So Calvin Lewis and Andrew Wright were not white.
Oh! I'm wrong, but Percy Sledge didn't even write the tune. He sang it.
He sang it.
Thank you, Jack.
You know, good job, Percy. But the point is that, you know, they put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you didn't even know who the fuck he was.
Why would I care? I know the song.
Yeah. I'm just saying. That guy is
it surprises me that Ringo... Didn't Led Zeppelin get inducted, like, last year?
No.
No, Led Zeppelin was in pretty early.
They got in like the first
You know who got in last year that it was apparently a big deal for a lot of people? I think so, actually.
Hall & Oates
That was a different thing, though. Hall & Oates, I've professed my love for them on the show many times, but Rush got in. And Jamie was telling me about this Rush cover band.
I saw a Rush cover band last night, and it was so good.
Dude, of course.
With a girl, Geddy Lee. It was fucking awesome.
Apparently, there was a lot of outrage amongst Rush fans that it had taken this long for Rush to get in, or was this the first year they were...
There's certain stuff that it seems like Jan Wenner and Dave Marsh hate. And they're not.
Are those the people?
Yeah, there's a committee. Jay-Z is now on the committee. Questlove is now on the committee. But there's a committee.
Okay, one of these things does not belong.
Well, there's a committee of people that choose. They choose, the nominees every year, and then a slightly larger committee votes on those. But they don't take the voting very seriously, as it turns out. Because, at one point, it was going to be the Dave Clark Five or Grandmaster Flash.
Oh my god.
And Grandmaster Flash won the votes, and they were like, you know what, we have to put Dave Clark in. So they did, you know, and they admitted, they're like, it was a moment. Not no. I think maybe someone called them on it, but then they became like transparent after that.
Wow.
Cheap Trick is not in the Rock and Roll.
Cheap Trick is not in. Sonic Youth is not in. Devo are not in. Television are not in. The Zombies are not in.
Whoa.
Big Star are not in. Captain Beefheart is not in. The Monkees are not in. There's plenty of great bands.
Wait, wow.
Frank Zappa are not
in. Frank Zappa got in like immediately.
Oh, okay. There's some things are right in the world. Some things are right.
Yeah. But it's just. But also Kiss. It took them a very long time. Yeah. Now I'm not a huge fan of Kiss, but Kiss are a pretty important band.
Question for the panel assembled: Chad, would you consider Kiss the progenitors of butt rock?
Fuck you guys and your butt.
No, 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 no. This is not in a derogatory manner.
Well, no, Sam, you like butt rock.
Yeah, so, I'm about some butt rock, and Jamie is too.
No,
Jamie refuses to refer to it as
no,
butt rock.
No, it's rock and roll.
All right. I'll use butt rock, okay?
All right, thank you, Sam.
I like that term.
Thank you for humoring me.
I think it's funny.
I'd
like to play a song by a band that will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, let's hear it. Let me think about that question, Chad.
This is the Thai Tribe.
Ooh, oh, these guys rock.
This is not butt rock.
These guys are okay.
Yeah. No, I said that will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I heard you.
Derms by the Thai Tribe. They're going to be on the June 6th show at Noah Darling.
Straight from Spanish Harlem.
All right!
Another reason to come out for that.
We got Steven Tyler in the studio.
And
Rig-gig-gig-ow!
In the unlikely event you're listening to this live on Thursday, Friday night at Aviv, the coolest underground rock club in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah!
The Harmonica Lewinskys and the Dregs.
Oh, last minute edition. The Dregs. And to get you more excited from that, remember that Dregs single we played you last week? Here's the song that comes after that on the record.
Oh, yeah!
It's called Fuck Ben's Party.
Ow!
And feel regret. Saw sunset when I don't even know I came here. What's up? This is John Norris, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Oh, hey, John Norris.
Oh, they put a bumper right in there.
Nice hey, yeah, I used to be too. On MTV, and I had plastic surgery.
We got bumped right in the middle.
Oh, wait, no, we got it. Oh, the thing with the iPod.
Hi. Oh, God.
That one's for next week, guys. You'll hear that soon.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
We're doing one of these a week.
Okay. have you guys seen that? Floyd Mayweather trying to read drops at Power 105.1, where he's like, hi. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's
he can't read.
No, that's the whole thing. Yeah. He's trying to read like a 3-sentence drop, and he takes like 100 times.
You seen the video?
It's
where
sad
50
how these
cent,
guys
like,
can't read.
If you've been hit in the head that many times,
oh yeah, no, he's punch drunk.
When
50
Cent like challenges him to read, he's like, hey, Floyd, read a
one
like,
page of Harry Potter.
Yeah, one page of Harry Potter. I'll give you $50 million, motherfucker, and it's just over.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, well.
He didn't do it. He never read the Harry Potter book.
He could not read one page of Harry Potter.
All right, so we have a solo artist right here. This is the man that you just heard rocking on the rock record with The Rock. We're going to rock a little more acoustic. This is Rock Gone Acoustic from Sam, not Davison.
No.
Let's rock.
Sam.
Logan.
X.
X.
We always do such great intros here. All right, this is a song about a girl. I used to forget all the good things in life. I couldn't remember any friends or lovers. Well, my head was a blur. Too fast shutter speed. And so she lent me her Leica. taught me how to take pictures, how to catch a moment in time, going out of focus. My exposure is too high, so hold the lens cap and tell me if there's light. I'll take just one last photograph to have a picture of you tonight. And Polaroids ain't so easy to come by, but she had a treasure trove and now they are in high supply. It seems so cliched that I was rather bitter. Now when I see a picture of her, it causes me a shiver, a red shiver, a red shiver. Now I think what will happen when you open up your phone and see me standing alone in the back of your screen looking at you all mean. What am I gonna do? Oh man, I don't know, but like it's Thursday and I've been having a good time on the radio talking with you guys, but here's the thing. She taught me how to take pictures, how to catch a moment in time. Now I burned up my Polaroids, I leave it on the line. Smile just for this shot, now let's be young like the Sandlot. And one day you'll be old and gray, I let these pictures keep that away. Now I take the pictures, now I take the pictures, I take the pictures, now I take the pictures. I pick out all the moments in time, some we smile, some we grimace, but the memory's still with us. Because a picture can't bring back any of these. A picture can't bring back any of these. A photo is just and physical. Memory.
Oh yeah!
I like that little thing you did there in the middle. I thought the song was like over, and I thought this was like a talking part, and then you came right back in. Just balls to the wall. I like that.
You know, we were talking about Ringo Starr's Immortal Photograph, and that song's a very, very similar theme there.
Yeah.
I mean,
what is that? What's that Immortal Photograph? I
have no, the song Photograph.
Oh.
All I want is a photograph.
Yeah. Ringo got a song Photograph. I got a song Pictures, and I'm just like, yo, what's going on in that picture?
A song called Photograph.
Yeah, no, what's that? Ringo got photographed. And then we can't hear each other today, man.
We have a song called Photograph.
Kodachrome.
Yeah.
And then there's, look at this photograph.
that's really the height of photographic songs.
Are you guys familiar
right
with that one?
Yeah.
Is that Nickelback? Or Creed?
No, it's fucking Motley. No, not Motley Crue.
No, it's Creed.
Oh, no, that's Nickelback. That's
Nickelback. Nickelback. No, you're thinking of...
Def Leppard's photograph. I don't want your photograph. I don't need your photograph.
Oh, yeah. I want to touch you. Yeah.
I love Def Leppard.
Yo, that's a good song. Rule. That's a good
song.
They have
song. A few.
Red like, yellow like, green like, go. Knocking on my door.
Beautiful songs about fucking.
Yeah. Yep. And that guy, that lead singer with the crop tops, wasn't
Joe
that like his
Elliott.
Thing? He like would wear crop tops.
Yeah, you know, gay macho.
I mean, yeah, like gay macho. I love it. We're going full circle.
This is a cyclical show. In that nature, Chad, can we just close out by bringing it to the end of the world?
Yeah, let's hear it. Fuck it.
Would that be cool?
Fuck it.
Let's do a world premiere event. This is that new Heavenly Graveyard Kids record. Just gotta sing the praises of my buddy, Ooh. Formerly known as Big Spliff, over here for one second.
Formerly
Big Spliff. Now we are. Big bread. Yeah, sure. Big Bob Bread. Big Bob Bread is disbanding the Graveyard Kids. But before he does that,
Why?
Not by choice. Two of the members are moving to Memphis. You know, we love them dearly, but they're moving to Memphis. Mm.
Okay, so factors beyond this young man's control, but to send this band off.
What are you calling a young man, buddy?
I'm trying to give you
an air of vitality, Chad. I'm sorry.
All right, to send the band off into the ether, he's recorded this absurd record. It's got strings, it's got horns, it's got the band playing at the height of their abilities. Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
Thanks for listening this week. Here's End of the World.
Peace.
This is Jordan and Liza saying goodbye to y'all.
Until next time, we out early, we out on time.
Hi, I'm Mike Mills with 17th Street Barbecue in Murfreesboro, Illinois.
That's all you got.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network.org.
All right, good show, everybody.